Ramadan. 1445 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 17th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyah Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyah Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zari Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque of the main campus, continues from the 47th ayah of Surah Al-Fusilat. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Lukene, will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan EBU Zari.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وضل عنهم ما كانوا يدعون من قبل وظنوا ما لهم من محيص. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وضل عنهم ما كانوا يدعون من قبل وظنوا ما لهم من محيص. Allah Ta'ala is telling us of these people that refuse to follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and on the Day of Judgment, when they are brought and Allah is asking, Ayna shuraka'i, all those that said they are worshipping partners that I have, where are those my partners? All of them will deny, Azan na kama minna min shaheed. None of us today will bear witness to that. None of us bears witness. There is not, you have no partner at all. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Those things that they were calling partners, where are they now? وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ. All of them will be far away from them. مَا كَانُوا يَدْعُونَ مِنْ قَبْلُ. It was unknown. It is at that time that they themselves will see and they are sure. مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيصٍ. There is no escape from the punishment of Allah.
لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير وإن مسه الشر فيئوس قنوط.
لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير فإن مسه الشر فيئوس قنوط. Man has a character. لا يسأم الإنسان من دعاء الخير. Man, whenever he wishes, he wants good, he is never bored of asking Allah for it. فإن مسه الشر. But when evil just touch him, فيئوس قنوط. He is in despair and his hopelessness is written all over him. Here, Allah is talking of wish. Whenever a person, for example, is looking for a position and they said, for example, there is a DG, it's a position he's looking for. Or it's a VC he's looking for, or any of these positions that people are looking for, or it's a contract that he's looking for, or it's a woman he wishes to marry, or it's something he wants to buy and his money is not complete. He's looking for how to complete it, or he's looking for who to beg to assist him at this particular situation. He is not bought. Whenever he's begging Allah here, he's sharp, steady, concentrated. If you give him any prayer to do, he will do it very well, count it very well. He will not miss it. Unlike when he's praying for ordinary men, you ask him to stand up, pray. When he's reading Fatiha, he forgets it. When he's in Surah, he forgets. When he's Subhanallah, Rabbi al-Azim, he forgets. Well, by the time he finishes, he doesn't even know whether he has done 4 rak'ah or 2 rak'ah. But if he has something that he's looking for from Allah, is a woman he's looking for? Is it contract he's looking for? Is it position he's looking for? Something that is disturbing him he's looking for. He will go to this man, please pray for me. Go to this place, please pray for me. Okay, I take this prayer, go and do it. He will do it with all concentration. Last Abu, he is not God at all. For Emma Sahushar, not that evil will meet him, but just to touch him a bit. Touch him. For Zudu, in Arid, his all kind of prayers, you also know, he's shouting. Praying, praying, praying. Why can't man, the way he's looking for something for himself, the way he's afraid of something to touch his body, why wouldn't he, in the same manner, go to Allah, looking for Allah alone, in fear of not doing something against Allah? That's why Allah is telling us here, this is what we know, all of us here. We are, somebody is looking for admission. He's praying. Every night he's waking up. Every night he's waking up. But when he has done that admission and he has come here, he will not wake up like that to even thank Allah.
وَلَئِنْ لَقُنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ ولئن رجعت إلى ربي إن لي عنده للحسنى فلننبئن الذين كفروا بما عملوا ولنذيقنهم من عذاب غليظ.
ولئن أذقنا الإنسان منا رحمة ولئن أذقناه رحمة منا لا يقولن هذا لي وما أظن الساعة قائما ولئن رجعت إلى ربي إن لي عنده للحسنى فلنبئن الذين كفروا بما عملوا ولنذيقنهم من عذاب غليظ. ولئن أذقناه رحمة منا من بعد ضراء مسته. Allah, in following up how man likes to beg without being bought with Allah when he's looking for good, and whenever evil touches him, quickly he is asking Allah with everything he has to take that evil away. وَلَيْنَ ذَكْنَاهُ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدٍ تَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ. If, on the other hand, we were to make him to chase out of our mercy, مِنْ بَعْدٍ تَرَّاءَ مَسَّتْهُ, after evil has touched him, just massa has touched him, what will he do? لَا يَكُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. He will say, this is for me. This is for me, and if I was to be taken back to my Lord, إِنَّ لِي عِنْدَهُ لَلْحُسْنَى, for sure I shall meet there with my Lord what is also good. ولئن ذكرناه رمت من بعد الرام صلى الله عليه هذا اليوم عازم الساعة قائمة ولا يرجيك إلى ربي إن لي عند الحسن ولن نبي أن الذين كفروا بما عملوا الذين كفروا دوزة دناي الله دوزة دزبلوك ولن نبي أنهم بما عملوا I am certainly going to show them every detail of what they did. And I'm going to make them to taste of a punishment that is very severe and very hard. Here, Allah is telling us what people is the behavior of mankind, most of the people, what's our own behavior. This is somebody who is looking for something like we just said, like some of these governors, some of these senators, they are typical examples. They are looking for something. They pray. Some of them will even go to soothsayers. Some of them will even go to do shirku. What they are looking for at that time is so important to them. They have so much concentration. If they are to go to this malam for prayer, they hear that that malam, his prayer is very strong, they go to him. If they know they come and give money or some goodies to the population, quickly they are giving it out because of what they are looking for. This is how they are. But when evil touches them, just touching, not even conquering them, because Allah said this one, azakna, this one, massa. Azakna, to test something. Massa, just touch. Evil, just touch them. They are really praying. That's what Allah is now saying. If this same man now, I turn around and give him what he's looking for, he will say, this is for me. No, I am qualified. Don't you, I have so much vote. I have so much degree. I spent my money. I did this. He will now attribute it to his own capacity, his own ability, his own wherewithal. He has forgotten that Allah gave it to him. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً He will continue to behave as if he in his thought is saying, no, the world is not going to end. That's why you see them hoarding wealth, hoarding wealth. يَحَسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ They are thinking that this is the wealth they are hoarding is going to be there and so it is going to keep them forever. They will tell you, oh, now I have wealth. This wealth they steal. They give it out now. We are doing sadaqah. But what they are doing sadaqah with is peanut of what they have stolen. Peanut. And because people are standing online, coming to take from them, begging them now. He said, even if I go back to Allah, there too I shall find good. They are trying to take what they are seeing in the world now and use it to extrapolate what will happen to them in the hereafter. Who told them that? That's what Allah is saying. Let them come to the judgment. Those that disbelieve, when they come to the judgment, their mouth will talk, will be stopped from talking, but their skins will talk, their ears will talk, their eyes will talk, their hearing will talk, every part of them will talk. Then they will know for sure that they are due for hell. Nobody will tell them. By the time Allah is finished with them. After that, they are going to taste. It's no more mass. Before it was just small thing that touches them. But there they will taste now. All of us, Allah is talking to us here. Whatever good you see in this world is just a sample. Whatever punishment comes to you in this world is just a sample. Anytime you see that you are in hardship, no matter the hardship, no matter how much you think the hardship is, it's nothing but just a small sample. Nafhatun. Like Allah says in another place, like somebody just blows small punishment for you. The same thing, whenever you see something that you like and you eat and you taste, know that this is just small. That of the hereafter is the real one. That's why when you will enter the hereafter, they will be saying, Hada Makuna Rusukna Min Kabu. This is what we used to be given in the world. The Prophet said, There Mala Ain Ra'at, Wala Uzu Sami'at, ولا خطر في قلب البشر قط. Whatever beauty you are looking at on the day of judgment, you will see as if you have never seen any beauty in your life. Whatever will enter your mind of contemplation of what can be, you think when you go to hereafter, it's as if you have never seen. Whatever you are tasting that day, as if what you tasted in the world was just, you know, a 419 of it. The real one is what you are seeing, and that one is continuous. The same thing with people that are going to be punished. As I call, they will taste the punishment. It's not just going to be, it is just going to touch them. Enough hatum in azab in this world. The hereafter is the real one. Let's all not be bored in praying to Allah to obtain the hereafter. This world, let us be too careful. The best prayer is the word Prophet used to say, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azaban nar.
وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر فذو دعاء عريض.
وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض عن بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر فذو دعاء عريض. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us this is what mankind is. وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان, therefore, whenever I grant him favor, whether it's favor he's looking for or it's favor that he did not even know was coming, rather he will turn and withdraw to his own side. But if evil comes to meet him, he is there praying length and breadth of the whole world. He's rushing, praying, Allah deliver me, Allah deliver me. I don't want this to happen to me. Like those we see today, when the politicians today are good examples. They are looking to be governor, they are wanting to be senators, or they are looking for position of DGs. All these three positions that people are going there with the aim of stealing money, not the aim of working for people. If Allah gives it to them, they forget that Allah is the one that blessed them with it. They will draw to themselves. Their classmates will call them now, they will not answer. Their relatives will call them now, they don't have time for to answer them now. They will draw to themselves. They are looking for new partners. People that they think they are of the same pedestal with. They are very close friends that are very close to them. They will forget about you. Even when they seek to see them, as if you are disturbing them. But immediately they are leaving that position. The best of them is one that when he leaves that position, EFCC is not after him. But if they say EFCC is after him because he's an enemy to the politicians there now, he's everywhere looking for prayer. He forgot about you, his friend. He's asking you now, please, can you assist me? The malam that he went to pray for him before he became governor, he is back to him and asked him to also save him now. But when he was in that position, he forgot about them. So don't always forget when Allah grants you favor. Those that Allah asks you to remember, remember them. Who are they? They start from your relatives, your parents, your brothers, your cousins, then those that you grew up with, your classmates. Seek for them. Don't say you are in an ivory tower because Allah has given you something, or suddenly you have become a rich man. It is now you see that there are people that you cannot eat with. You are looking for somebody else that has never known you before. You want to associate yourself with. All this, Allah is ending this surah, telling us what is our own kind of behavior. This is Quran. Those who believe are the ones that the Quran will guide and the Quran will cure. The Quran does not care whether you are an Arab, you are a non-Arab, you are the grandchild of the Prophet, you are not the grandchild of the Prophet, or you are a Malam's grandchild. What Allah is looking for is faith. Have faith in Allah, and you fear Allah, you do what Allah asks you to do, then Allah will guide you and He will make Quran to be clear for you. If not, you will find out that you behave like the ordinary men, that on the day of judgment, you will be in trouble.
قل رأيتم إن كان من عند الله ثم كفرتم به من ضل ممن هو في شقاق بعيد.
All of you, Prophet, tell them, all of you, do you see, in kana min indillahi, this Quran that I bring to you is from Allah, thumma kafartum bihi, then you deny it. Man adallu mimman huwa fi shikakin ba'id. Who is more astray than the one who is blindly arguing with an argument that is far away from the truth? That's how also far away he is from the Quran. So the Quran is talking to all of us. It's a message from Allah. It's a message from Allah that came at the birth of the Prophet to us because of his mercy on us. It is the truth. Don't take anything that does not go in conformity with the Quran, no matter from who. If not, your argument is baseless. Because today, there are people that are doing things, when you talk to them, they will be arguing with you. The Quran says this, they are arguing with you. Whatever you see is in conformity with the Quran, then be careful not also to criticize it. Like there are people today, that you will see people in the mosque doing zikr. You will go and you want to stop them from zikr, that they are doing bid'ah. Somebody will refer you back to the Quran. وَمَنْ أَزْلَمْ مِمَّنْ مَنَا مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يَذْكَرَ فِي هَسْبُهُ. This is a verse of the Quran. Allah is saying, who is more unjust and who is more oppressive than the one that denies that the mosque of Allah, the name of Allah, should be mentioned in it? You are bringing arguments from people. This is the verse of the Quran. Anybody who, this argument, people should try to be, just stop argument. No hadith is against the verse of the Quran. No verse of the Quran contradicts the hadith. If you don't understand it, then just go and be on your own until the day you understand it. And it's not compulsory that you must understand everything from the Quran. The whole world put together, the whole Muslims put together, the whole ulama put together, from the beginning of the time of the Prophet till now, what they understand of the Quran is not up to 1 millionth of the meaning of the Quran. What do you think you know about the Quran? The Quran is the message of Allah. It's from Allah that is infinite. Therefore, the meaning is infinite. You are a finite, limited person. So your understanding is finite and limited. So let us be very careful in the way we argue. That's why the Prophet is being asked to tell them, قُلَ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ كَفَرْتُمْ بِهِ مَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ هُوَ فِي شِكَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. The one that is in argument, far away from the truth, arguing, no, this is this, particularly our fellow Muslim brothers, that's everything, this is bid'ah. Where is it in the Quran? They will start bringing you hadith. You that you are doing it, you tell them this, where it is in the Quran, they say, no, that's not the meaning. Are you going to become people of Bani Israel?
سَنُرِيهِمُ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكف بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد.
سنريهم آياتنا في الآفاق وفي أنفسهم حتى يتبين لهم أنه الحق أولم يكف بربك أنه على كل شيء شهيد. Allah Ta'ala is now telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, don't worry, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sanurihimu ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. We ourselves, we are going to show them our signs in the horizons and in themselves. Hatta yatabayyana lahum, until it becomes very clear to them, annahu al-haq, that he is the truth. Alam yakfi bi rabbika annahu ala kulli shay'in shahid. Is it not enough that Allah is the one that is witness to everything anywhere? Here, Allah says, Sanurihimu ayatina fil afaq. We are going to show them our signs. I've told you before, signs are meant to do what? Signs are meant to lead you to the solution, to lead you to the equation, to lead you to the position that you are looking for. You say equation sign, or a post sign. When you are going on the street, they tell you the house you are looking for is on is number 10 on street A. You go to a place, you saw street Z, you are looking, where is street A? You saw street Y, you'll be going like that until you come to street A. When you come to street A, you take the line of street A again, and you are going, you are looking for number 10. You saw number 90. You'll be going down until you see number 80. Like that until you see number 10. Then you know that's your destination. That is the meaning of sign. Allah said, we shall show them our signs in the horizon. Which are these horizons? The horizon can be the cosmos. That the Prophet directs our attention to immediately we wake up every morning, that your thoughts should go to the horizon. Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafil layli wan nahari la ayatin li ulil albab. Your thoughts should go to the horizon. In this creation, there is, Allah is not joking with it. It can be to the Quran. This Quran, all of you, look at it. The scientific findings, which of it has been able to contradict the Quran? All scientific findings have come to corroborate what is in the Quran. All those that said some things were bid'ah 30 years ago, they are ashamed of themselves today. Because by the time the knowledge became much, they now saw what they were saying was stark ignorance. Say subhanallah 33 times after salah, people say in those days it was bid'ah. And they were fighting it. So we have to be very careful. That's what Allah is saying, sanurihimu ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. When you talk of afaq, and you see the firmaments, and you see how they are built, you see how the sun is put down, the earth is going around the sun, the moon is going around the earth, all of them is in one solar system, with it and all the other planets in the system, they are going inside the Milky Way galaxy continuously. By the time you come to know this, and you corroborate it, what Allah has been saying in the Quran, then you now say, oh, this Quran must challenge the truth. That's why people like Maurice Boucaille, a scientist, in just trying to look at the beginning of the creation, by the time they read the Quran and saw the facts in the Quran, he became a Muslim. That's sanurihimu ayatina fil afaqi wa fi anfusihim. When you come to know yourself that you are also a world of your own, complete world, even the eyes alone, even the cell alone, take it. The same way you see the planets going around the sun, in the same way you see the cells of your body, the electrons, the going around it, the protons and neutrons in the center, you see it like that. If it's biology you take, if it's magnetism you take, if it's heat you take, and you see, you try to compare the heat, whether it's convective heat or conductive heat or radiative heat, and you see how they differ in different places in the world, then you now understand the whole world and look at yourself. Nobody will tell you. You now know that you yourself, you are a miracle. You are a miracle. That's what Allah said. سَنُرِهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Of course, you can never know the signs of Allah in the horizons or in yourself, except you investigate. You have been given the address of the place. You did not stand up to go to the place. How do you know the place? If you stand up and you are investigating, that street A, you will find out that you go to a place, there is street Z. Then you know, okay, they shared the street A. After some time, you saw street T, to where is street A. You are on that street, you see house number 90, you are told it's number 10, you will soon know there must be number 10, then you will be looking for it. So you have to stand up and investigate the cosmos and investigate yourself, try to know yourself, the different organs in yourself, what is each of them doing, how are each of them working, perfectly and in unison, not contradictory. Your heart, your liver, your lungs, your intestine, your kidney, all of them are working together. Which one is contradicting which one? For a human being, for you to be told that even your walking is related to your ears. The balance of the human being is in the ear. If something happens to your ear enough, before you can walk, it's a problem. All that your ear, your nose, and the throat, they are all related. That's why nobody should know, should believe. Today, belief is closer to us. Belief in Allah is closer to us than it was yesterday. Because scientific findings are showing daily that the human being is a miracle. What Allah said in the Quran is true. So I urge all of you, study hard. Don't study hard because you want to have first class. Study hard because the study will get you closer to Allah. Anything you are studying now is a sign that will move you close to the one that gave the sign. That's why Hattat Yatabayana Lahum Annahu al-Haq. Some ulama say Annahu al-Haq here is that until you see in truth that Allah is the truth, not S is there, it's Allah. The only thing separating you from Allah is that creational ability that Allah has done, the Qudra. Alam yakni, ya Rabbika Annahu ala kulli shay'in shahid. Allah said, ma yakunu min najwa thalathatu illa huwa rabihum wa la khamsatu illa huwa sadisuhum. Anywhere you are, four of you, he is the fifth one. Three of you, he is the fourth one. Five of you, he is the sixth one. You are less, you are more, Allah is there. Allah is watching you, anywhere you are. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Is it not enough for you? Wa shahidin wa mashhud. If you are seeing somebody, then somebody else is also seeing you. If you think you have knowledge, somebody else has knowledge above you. If you think you are seeing somebody's secret, somebody is seeing you. That phone you are holding, you cannot look at the phone without the phone looking at you. Is it possible? That picture you are seeing in the phone that is haram, you can't see the picture without the picture looking at you too. That picture is witnessing you. It's showing you what you are doing. Just like you yourself, your eyes is telling you what you are doing. All the time you are taking your fingernails away, know that they have witnessed and they are old and they are going away to go and bear witness on you on the day of judgment. Anytime you are bathing your hair, know that your hair have all witnessed on you. Alam naj'allahu aynayn wa lisaanan wa shafatayn. As you are talking, you are the one that commanded the tongue to talk, but the tongue was given permission to talk by Allah. So all of them are bearing witness of what you are doing. So that's why Allah is saying, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ. The cosmos, at all the time, they are showing you, they are signs taking you back to Allah. Yourself is a sign taking you back to Allah. The biggest sign in this creation is you yourself. Look at your heart. Allah in one place in Hadith is saying, the whole firmament that you are seeing, this sky and all the seven heavens cannot contain me. He said, but the heart of my servant who is sincere and believes can contain me. which means you are a bigger sign than the whole of the cosmos. So go into yourself and investigate yourself. Concentrate and face Allah, and then you will see a lot of miracles.
Allah in إنهم في مرية من لقاء ربهم ألا إنه بكل شيء محيط
ألا إنهم في مرية من لقاء ربهم Allah innahu bi kulli shay'in muhit. Allah is now telling us, in closing this surah, O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah innahum fi miryatin min liqa'i rabbihim. Alas, they are in doubt of meeting with Allah, their Lord. Allah innahu bi kulli shay'in muhit. Alas, He, Allah, encompasses everything. Allah is asking, you are in doubt of meeting with Allah? Rabbihum, Allah said here, the one that is training you every second, every moment, you say you are not seeing him. That's why the Prophet, he advised all of us, your religion has not reached excellence until the time when you stand in prayer as if you are seeing God. Or the minimum of it, to be sure that God is seeing you. Until you reach this extent, know that your religion, you still have a long way to go. Stop arguing with people. Concentrate on yourself. Because the problem we have today is a lot of people abandon themselves and they are arguing against others. That's their work. What is your business with it? Are you passed? You are given an assignment. You are telling the other person, the way you're doing your assignment is wrong. Have you passed your own? Have you been told that you scored A in your assignment? For you to score A in your assignment, the Prophet is very clear. Until when you stand up to pray and as if you are seeing God, then stop arguing with anybody. Go back to yourself. Tuba liman shagalahu uyubuhu and uyubin nas. Prophet Muhammad said, this person is blessed that his own deficiencies occupied him from thinking of the other people's deficiency. Ala innahum fi miryatin min liqa'i rabbihim. Your Lord that is in charge of your affairs, in charge of training you, in charge of bringing you, in charge of giving you your sustenance, every minutest of the second, you said you are not meeting with him, you are in doubt, then know this. Allah innahu bi kulli shay'in muhit. Not only you, not only the cosmos, everything, including whatever is in your body, he said is closer to you than your jugular vein. Allah said, is closer to you than your jugular vein. Allah said, he encompasses everything. When you say muhit, it's like this building now encompasses all of us. Can anybody say that he's not looking at this building? Allah says he encompasses everything. How? We don't know. Why? Because there's nothing that is like Allah. So you can't use anything to describe Allah. But when he says muhitun, we know muhitun is encompassing something. So all of us should have it in our mind that Allah encompasses everything that we see, including ourselves, and is bearing witness to everything. Alam yakfi. لِرَبِّكَ أَنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. Is it not enough that he's bearing witness to everything that you are doing? And he said, مُهِيتٌ. This encompasses everything. With this, we come to the end of this surah. This in surah Al-Fussilat, that details to us our own life, our own behaviors, how we behave when we are looking for something, how we behave when we are in despair, how we are always suspicious. May Allah guide us and grant us more knowledge and grant us more knowledge of the Quran and make us to be closer to the Quran and closer to Allah and to spend more of our time serving Allah, trying to go close to Allah. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surah.
سورة الشورى مكية وهي 50 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حميم عين صاد. كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك الله العزيز الحكيم.
سورة الشورى مكية وهي 50 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ميم عين سين قاف. كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك الله العزيز الحكيم. We have entered this surah, this surah to Shura, and it has 50 verses in it. Shura is for you consultation with one another. The importance of it, and for Allah is going to tell us also the consultations of the angels. The surah has 50 verses and it starts like this. Ha-meen, Ayn, Sin, Kaf. These letters, like we say always, the best translation for it is that Allah alam bi muradihi bi zalik. Allah knows what he intends by these letters, by the way he puts it. But there are five here, and they are in two separate parts. In the case of Kaf, He, Ye, Ayn, Sod, there are five letters, but they are together. This one, there are five letters, but they are separated. He, Mim, because it is part of the surah, the chapters, He, Mim, seven of them. Then again, there's Ayn, Sin, Kaf. You have these letters all with it. May Allah make us to understand it. كذلك يوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك. Allah is telling Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, كذلك, that's how it has been revealed to you. وإلى الذين من قبلك, and those before you, what was revealed to them? الله العزيز الحكيم. Allah is the one who is mighty, who is strong, who is powerful, and at the same time wise, Al-Hakim. If you hear, when you say Al-Azizu, anytime you put alif lam in a word in Arabic, is ta'rif, is to know it. The meaning of it is like anybody you see and you think he's mighty, is not the one, it's Allah. Just like when you go to the beginning of Fatiha, you say Alhamdu, Alhamdu, Alhamdu lillahi. The praise, not all praises, no, the praise is for Allah. Not praise is for Allah, no. The praise is for Allah. Anywhere you hear praise, whatever anybody say, if it's praise, it's for Allah. Because the praise in its real self is for Allah. So again here, Al-Azizu, the mightiness, power, strength, honor, respect, all these meanings are meaning of Aziz. Anywhere you see it, it's for Allah. Al-Hakim, wisdom, anywhere you see it, is for Allah. It's Allah that is the wisdom. So you see somebody is respected, he has charisma. No, it's Allah that puts it there. It's Allah, not him. Somebody is saying, I'm powerful, I will destroy you. Ask him, do what Allah will not do if you are powerful. Can he?
No.
Let him do what Allah will not do. If it's Allah that will do it, it's easy. It's not you. Al-Hakim, the wise. Someone says, I am wise. No, Allah is the one that is wise. Allah just takes forgetfulness on you now and you forget about where, you don't even know where you are. That's why كَذَلِكَ يُوْهِي إِلَيْكَ وَإِلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. This is how it has been revealed to you, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to those before you among the prophets, that Allah, He is the mighty one, He is the wise.
لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. لَهُ, it is for Allah, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Whatever you see in the firmament is for Allah. Whatever you see on the earth is for Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. He is the one that is utmost. Al-Azim, He is the one that is magnificent. When Allah said لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, here He did not specify, but is everything. Attributes is for Allah. People there, they are for Allah. Substance there, they are for Allah. Just like we are saying, whenever you say Al-Aziz, anywhere you say you saw Izzah, is for Allah. Anything you see is for Allah. Even this microphone I'm holding, everything is for Allah, it's not for you. Why is it that this kind of microphone did not exist 1,000 years ago? Because Allah did not rule it. Why is it that there were nations who are more advanced than us before, and yet we are not able to catch up with them now? That is the people of Samud. The kind of houses they built at that time inside the rocks, today we are not able to build it. So, لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. So, anything you see is for Allah. Be very careful as you are going to treat that thing. Don't see something on the road, you abuse it. It's for Allah. The art is for Allah. The properties you see on it, they are for Allah. The human beings you see on it are for Allah. Whatever Allah asks you to do to them, do to them. Whatever He doesn't ask you to do to them, don't do to them. Because Allah is uppermost everything. So look at Allah that is uppermost everything that has distance. And look at Allah's magnificence that has this thing. Don't look at yourself, don't look at somebody else.
يكاد السماوات يتفطرن من فوقهن والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض ألا إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم.
يكاد السماوات يتفطرن من فوقهن والملائكة يسبحون بحمد ربهم ويستغفرون لمن في الأرض ألا إن الله هو الغفور الرحيم. يَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. يَكَادُ, remaining small, as السَّمَاوَاتُ, that all the firmaments you are seeing, that is off, the one you are seeing, the one you are not seeing behind them, off, يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ, that they tear into shreds. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ, and the angels, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, all of them are singing the gloriness of the perfection of Allah. وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, and are seeking forgiveness for those on earth. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Indeed, alas, Allah is the one that is extreme in forgiving, that extreme in compassion and mercy. Here, Allah is telling us that these firmaments, as if they are going to go asunder, tear apart. And what are the angels doing? Making tasbih, and in their tasbih they are asking forgiveness for people on earth. Why? Look at what is happening today in Nigeria. Everybody is shouting. Dollar is this, Fuel is costly. Things are hard. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. Allah says, whatever you see that comes to you as tribulation is because of what your hand has caused. But Allah has forgiven a lot of it. Wallahi, the world and Nigeria for that matter, what we are having now is enjoyment if we compare it to the work of handiwork of our own hands. What Allah is giving to us now, wallahi, is enjoyment. If in Nigeria somebody is killing human beings to make medicine, is in a cult, you hear that this is a person, you are hearing everybody saying it. If somebody goes against him, he disappears. But you want to know him and be with him in a picture, the same person. And you say, Allah should leave you alone. We hear of people that we know they are stupendously rich from stealing that they are stealing. Manoeuvring figures in the banks. We are hearing of ministers that just now, or senators, just now, he left your house, he has nothing. Now he's in billions. He comes, he's sharing triplets of grains. Everybody shouting as if he's God. And you think that it is something good? It is only in this on earth people are saying that a human being is Allah. A human being like you, he has eyes like you, he has head like you, he talks like you, just because you can see some special qualities in him. Some is not even special qualities, it's evil qualities you are seeing in him. If you go today before your vice chancellor or your head of department, he's talking to you, you are doing something else, you don't pay attention to him, what do you think should happen to you? Or you are in the classroom, the teacher is teaching, you are busy doing something else, you are talking with your friends in the same classroom, what do you think your teacher should do to you? Your teacher has suddenly become more important than Allah. Even we that we are Muslims, we say we are far away from shirku. How do we behave in front of Allah, in our salah before Allah? Allah said he sent the Quran to you through his most beloved prophet, his chief minister in the creation. This Quran, you don't know it, it doesn't bother you. Some people are at the age of 40, they don't know Fatiha. They don't know the meaning of Fatiha. Just because Tinubu say, he has increased price of fuel, and so what? What of your own problem? If Muslims today in Nigeria, 10% of them will offer their prayers conscientiously and fear Allah conscientiously and care for the message of the Prophet conscientiously, believe me, if a bad leader wishes to rule them, he will not get there before he falls down. He will not get there before he perishes. This is the message of Allah, you don't bother about it. How many of us today, you have money, 100,000, you go and get a cloth, 1 yard, 50,000 naira, 1 yard. The cloth you are wearing is in millions, but people surrounding you cannot afford to eat. You want everybody to see you. But when you come to Salah, you say, Allahu Akbar, you are a liar. If you know Allahu Akbar, why do you want people to see you? Who are you that you want people to see you? How can you have millions of naira? You take your child, you say, these millions belong to me. Haza li is for me. I work for it. This is what we just finished reading. With those millions, you will take your child that is just 15 years old, 16 years old, 20 years old. You are sending him abroad, paying millions of naira that you are training him, training to get work. You have never trained your child but to know the Quran. You have never trained your child but to know the message of Allah. We are Muslims. I'm talking to Muslims. If no Muslims are doing it, that's their own. They don't believe in the Quran in the first instance. Look at how many of our brothers are spending millions, hundreds of millions in training their children, even children of sheikhs abroad. But their brothers are wallowing in poverty. We have not sat down. What will I set up to make them to be employed so that they are not in poverty? What training are they getting from a non-Muslim? Which training? Is it not just to eat? At the end of the day, it's to eat, to sleep, to wear a dress, and go from one place to another place. Even have a lot of money. Where have they gone abroad to go and receive their training? And when they come back, they are still going to be looking for work in the same ministry that the people that graduated in Nigeria are still looking for work. So what is the meaning of it? So what the problems we are causing for ourselves in this country, we, is enough for us to get punishment that is 100 times more than what we are getting today. Allah is just touching us with this one. Maybe we shall think and go back to Allah. How can you come here at the age of 17, at the age of 18 to the university, since you are going back to nursery school, primary school, secondary school, you are now 18 in the university, but you don't know the meaning of Fatiha. If you ask from Amma to Nas to recite it, you can't recite it. And what are you doing in university? You are still furthering education because of your stomach. But Allah had created you and said, you are here, you are to worship him, you have no bothered about him. Then when they are talking, you are arguing. That's why يَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah, you are far away from this imperfection. These people that are so full of themselves, so ignorant, then they are making istighfar. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا. When he said, وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, not all the people on earth. Some are, their istighfar is that Allah, guide these people to know you. You have respected them. You have given them dignity. وَلَكَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah gave you the best formation. وَكَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنْسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. He gave you the best formation, gave you intellect, gave you heart, gave you brain. But all, you take it, you are reading nonsense. You are not reading the Quran. You are trying to understand nonsense. That even if you don't understand it, it will not stop you from eating. When you come, then you are fighting Allah directly. Allah said, your parents, إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا وَلَا تَكُنْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Allah used this word here, وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. When your parents grow old and they are with you, don't ever say up to them, and don't, you know, say sha, go, don't do that. The same word he used somewhere else, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ, the same word. But you see a beggar now, we are shouting on him. No, we don't want to see beggars on the street. But who are you? Is this word for you? Now, who are these among what you are? The word is for Allah. Nobody is encouraging begging, but whoever chides a beggar, wallahi, he will suffer in death judgment. He will face Allah and the Prophet. Who are you? You know what he's facing? No, where are their fathers? Where are their mothers? Where are their parents? Look, I have done this for myself. Are you the one that did it for yourself? That's why when the angels, they look at earth, as if they should break the whole of this firmament, they should come down and replace us. يَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْ فَوْقِهِنَّ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. They are seeking forgiveness, O Allah. Guide these people. The way that are Muslims among them, forgive them. أَلَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. If not that Allah, not just Yakfuru, Gafuru is excessively forgiving. Rahim, excessively merciful. Where should we be? So that's why I'm challenging all of you. Learn the Quran. Learn Fatiha. When you come to pray, stand before Allah. It is a big sin for you to stand before Allah and be thinking of something else. That sin is heinous enough. May Allah forgive all of us.
Someone left his flash drive after Tafsir yesterday. The flash drive is with me.
This person said, how much is the minimum sadaq, that's dowry, and what is its equivalent? That's question one. Two, what's the consequences of missing wasifa for three times consecutively? If it happens, what should one do?
The sadaq is rubu dinar, it's with gold that it is measured. Well, I don't know the equivalent now in Naira, because Nigeria has decided to be pitching their Naira with another person's currency, that's dollar. So you have to go to the net and check what is rubu dinar now in Naira and dollars, then you will know. But I know it can't be less than probably 50,000 now or thereabouts. But when it comes to Zaki, if the lady agrees, even if it's just a copy of the Quran you give her and she's satisfied, Allah accepts it. Then the person that misses wasifa, it depends on what makes it to miss wasifa. Is it sickness? Is it journey? Is it something that is beyond him? If it's just out of laziness, he should not do it again. There's nothing he should do. But he should make sure he does his wasifa if he's going to miss it alone. But wasifa is done in jami'i. One is takfiru rabbakum watubu ilallahi jami'an ayuhal mu'minun. All of you come together and make tawbah to Allah, make istighfar to Allah. So wazifa is jami'i, just like jami'i of salat. Don't try your best not to miss jami'i of salat. Five times daily prayer for men is supposed to be done in congregation, not alone. Try your best to do it in congregation. If you miss it, for a reason, let the reason be good reason. You are here on earth to worship Allah. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah increase us in faith. May Allah increase us in knowledge. May Allah forgive our parents. May He forgive our ulama. May Allah reward the sahabas for us. May He reward the Prophet for us. Those sick among us, may Allah give them health. Those of us that are healthy, may Allah increase us in health. Those of our brothers have died, may Allah forgive them. All those that are assisting Islam and Muslims, may Allah assist them. Whatever, all those that are strengthening Islam, may Allah strengthen them. Those that are fighting Islam and Muslims, may Allah fight them. Those people that are fighting our brothers and killing our brothers in Palestine, may Allah ruin them. May Allah disgrace them. May Allah take their strength away from them. May Allah grant us good health. May Allah bring support to Nigeria. May Allah increase all of us in faith. May Allah tawaraka wa ta'ala assist us in training ourselves, train our children, train our family. May Allah make us to be close to Allah each day of our life. And may Allah make us to lead the world when we are saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين اياك نعبد واياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين امين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما اغلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق الهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله قدر المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.